Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love lifted me higher.
This is Jackie Wilson bringing us back. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Joe Barker's our guest. He's the great futurist in our brain trust and for our time. And joebarker.com is his website. I encourage you to go there. Also, starthrower.com, right, Joel?
Yep, Starthrower is where they can see my videos if they want to preview them.
Yeah. All of his films, so check that out. And don't forget Innovation at the Verge. Right. Be sure to check that one out. Hey, Joel,
let me give one pitch.
Sure.
I just previewed my new edition of the Paradigm film, Discovering the Future, the Business
Ooh,
of the Paradigm.
I haven't seen that yet.
Okay, I'll make sure you get a copy.
Please.
It turned out really well. I'm
folks,
very pleased with it.
The original film that he made on Paradigms changed my life. In fact, Joel, I'm going to say that if I had not seen that film, I might not be here today, standing here today.
Wow.
Doing what I'm doing. You really helped me to understand cause and effect and things, you know, the things we get in our head and the things that hold us back. Folks, please find out. Can they find the new one there
Starthrower? Well, the new Business of Paradigms, I think it says second edition.
The new Business of Paradigms, folks, you will thank me later, I promise you. Congratulations on that, Joel. Thank you for making that available. Okay, so Alzheimer's. My family have family members who have had and who have some either full onset or have had full onset and or some level of Alzheimer's. This is a big deal right now in the world, isn't it?
It is, and I don't think there's a family in the world who isn't touched directly or indirectly by it. It's the worst epidemic.
Especially when it happens to people in their 50s and 60s. It's bad enough when you're 90, but to happen to someone young, which it does.
It does.
So what's the news there?
Salk Institute. You know, the ones who...
Jonas Salk, yep.
Formed by the guy who saved us from polio.
Polio, right.
Has been working on a new material, a new chemical that is found in fruits and vegetables like strawberries, apples, grapes. It's called fisetin, F-I-S-E-T-I-N.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did is they have some mice that they have mutated so that they get Alzheimer's like we do. So they fed one group of mice the fisetin, and the other they did not. And at 9 months, that's when they start showing up their Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
The mice who had been having fisetin in their diet had no memory loss.
Wow.
While the other mice had substantial.
Even though they were bred to have Alzheimer's.
Exactly. That's what they were bred to have it.
Wow.
And this kept it from happening. And here's what's... My wife is a nutritionist, and she said, you know, there's just a lot of stuff we've been eating for thousands of years that's really good for us, and we didn't know why. And now it looks like these common fruits and vegetables have this chemical in it that keeps our memories healthy.
Well, you know,
I think a big break.
I drink acai berry juice for arthritis, and it works.
That, yeah.
It works, and I wonder if it has that compound, because it's one of the highest antioxidant fruits you can get, and blueberry is akin to it, and I wonder if the acai berry, I'm gonna have to look and see if it has that, but you know, blueberries are called the brain fruit.
That's right. Yep. And this, by the way, when they looked at what it was doing in the brain, this fisetin was an anti-inflammatory. Stimulated anti-inflammatories and did one other thing. It kept one particular protein molecule from being split, and when that protein molecule gets split, it messes up the memory pathway. So
that's what happens.
It protects that protein. So it's what's going on here is subtle, but you're right about the anti-inflammatory. That's part of what's going on in here.
Hmm. Well, if you've seen an X-ray of a brain of someone who has Alzheimer's, it is a physical alteration of the brain.
Yeah, yeah. It is, and it's scary.
Yeah, it's, I mean, they can literally see the onset of it in a brain scan.
So, well, one of the things I think is interesting here is it looks like the sooner you start eating your grapes, your apples, and your strawberries,
right,
and your raspberries, the better off you will be.
Yeah, yeah.
But and to the young in your audience,
right,
eat your vegetables and fruits.
Visetin, right?
F-I-S-E-T-I-N.
Visetin. All right, so check that out, folks. Hey, Joel, thank you so much for being here. It's always a pleasure. We always get smarter when you join us. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Jim.
Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen, I promise you, check his website out. You'll thank me later, joelbarker.com, and also starthrower.com. Joel will be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.